Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong. Radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save big time on your car insurance. It's really the best thing you can do with your phone over the next few minutes. That's 1-888-FARMERS. Call that number and start saving today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
Bam. All right, you can follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on Twitter and the Gram. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. We got Kerry Kittles becoming one of our favorite guests on a weekly basis. Former NBA veteran, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, will join us at the bottom of the hour. And then, Rob, of course, this is a
Trash Talking Tuesday. I thought that was coming.
You will be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports at the in the third hour, about 6:35 Pacific, 9:35 Eastern. You should be calling in around that time. Get your takes ready. Come hard, come strong. All right, Rob, the Nets. Let's go there. They have a road trip. They won 15 of 17. Vegas has now made them the favorites in the NBA. And I've been pushed up against the wall. They've been, you know, usually I make my prediction, preseason prediction, and then right before the playoffs, you know. But TV, first things first, pushing me for a prediction. And I'm with the Nets. I mean, what's not to like? You know, yeah. I'm with the Nets. I'm going with what I see. I'm an analyst, and I'm saying I'm analyzing it, and they look better. They look best in the league. So I'm going with the Nets to win it. But I will say this, Rob. I think as good as they look, and they look great, and we all expect Durant to fit in seamlessly when he comes back, there are two, if I had to say, if they don't win it, what will it be? There are two things that come to mind, and one of them is not defense. Now, I'm not saying they become defensive stoppers.
But they don't have to be. You know that in this NBA. They become adequate. You just got to be middle of the road, be adequate. That's all.
That's what they, especially when you got that kind of offense.
Come on, man. That's it.
That's the thing. But there are two things that still, I'm not going to say greatly concern me, but they're on the radar. Let's put it that way. They're in the back of your mind. And one of them is Kevin Durant's health. Just, I mean, okay, when is he coming back? People thought they thought, Rob, it was going to be at least two games, meaning, okay, three, four, you know, he'll be back after two, whatever. And now it's become this long, drawn-out thing where he's been out a month, and he's not back yet. So I'm just wondering. I'm not saying it's something, you know, terrible going on with his health, but it makes you wonder. Like,
but can it also be like, why? Like he had an injury or whatever. You know, he's coming off a major injury, and they're rolling. Like, I mean, it could be a part of it. Like, we'll bring him back, but there's no rush. Like, they've won 15 out of 17. I agree. At some point, you got to get him in. Got to get him playing with his teammates, Chris, and get ready for it. I think that's coming, but I don't think to this point. They should rush him.
I totally agree.
Right? You know
they
what I'm saying?
Like rush him.
If he's not, I'm just saying, if he's not an injury thing. Right.
Here's what I'll say, right? I agree with you wholeheartedly. Definitely don't rush him. He's 90%. Let's get him in. No. Let him get 100, right? Or as close as you can at this stage of his life to 100%. But I also, Rob, and I like your opinion on this. I don't agree with if he's 100% now and he's like, hey, I'm ready to go. Doctors are like, he's ready. I don't agree with, you know what? We're rolling. Let's let him sit out a little longer. We still got 30 games left or whatever. You know what I mean?
I don't agree with that. He's a player. His occupation, right. Chris, is a player.
Right.
That's what I have an issue with.
You got to get him out there. I agree. Look, we both think he's going to fit in nicely. But there's always some adjustment, right? Just anytime you bring back a 30-point score.
Right. So, there's no doubt. Like, you know, where we're going with the ball, you know, they haven't had to make that decision.
The role players getting used to not as many touches. Yeah.
But I don't look at it like those are just natural. You have to pick something, right? You have to nitpick, Chris, at the team. They've won 15 out of 17. So you still, if you want to nitpick, you say, yeah, we got to wait to see when Kevin Durant comes back. How healthy is he? Is he all the way healthy? Is Kyrie going to be all right? I mean, he's played great when he's played, but now he got another 3-day sabbatical with the family. I'm going to respect him. He says he's got family issues. Chris, I have no evidence or information to second guess him. I don't care what he did in the past. I don't care if he took a break. If he says he has some family things and the Nets are cool with it, I always look at it. When his teammates and the team's not happy with it, they'll let us know. That'll tell you where you are, because that happened to Kawhi Leonard in San Antonio.
That is the second thing that I was going to bring up is of concern, or you know, in the back of your mind, is where is Kyrie going to be mentally and emotionally? And I'm with you. You say it's a family matter. I mean, who are we to, unless you have information lock solid,
exactly,
that you know it's not that, then you got to respect it, and it is what it is.
And you got to be very careful if you think it's something else and you put it out there,
right?
And there's a parent or family member ill or something, Chris. You know what I mean? You better be careful, like,
right,
people speculating on that stuff, because you don't know. These are regular people who have lives and family members and illness and all kinds of other issues. They play ball. And you would think they want to play every game and be there and make all that money or whatever it is, but it's not always the case. There are other things going on.
Well, and that kind of leads me to what I wanted to say about Kyrie, Rob. And look, let's say this. His birthday was today, too. So there is all type of speculation out there that he's taking his, you know, he's not going on this 3-game road trip with them. And he's going to have his birthday celebrated, whatever. Who knows? Family matter, though, that could be anything. it could be something that's, you know, really an issue, a negative issue that the family is dealing with. Or it could be anything. It could be something positive. I mean, when you just put out family matter. And what I want to say about it, and like I said, we're going to respect his statement. But I wonder, I'm not saying that's not a report. I'm not saying this is what's going on. But I wonder, Rob, I wonder if Kyrie could not purposely setting a precedent, but this could be setting a precedent for he's a different kind of guy. We know that. I wonder if he's like, look, I need some days off during the year, just mentally. I just want to, you know, clear my mind and get away and not have to focus on, you know, basketball or just all that comes with it, the business of basketball. And I'm taking some breaks. And that's what I intend to do. Now, again, this could be completely off, but I wonder if that is what he's doing. I just need a little break, you know? And so I'm going to take a mental break.
Right.
You know, there's a focus now throughout the country, we know, and even the league, you know, with Kevin Love coming out, DeMar DeRozan on, you know, mental health.
Because it's stuff that people don't talk about, you know?
Right. There's a strain, and look, and family, you're absolutely right. And that's one reason I think you're on board with this. I have always felt like, look, players, you got to give them credit because they play through everything for the most part, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we all go through things in life.
Well,
you know, argument with your spouse, a situation going on in your family, a divorce, you're moving, especially you get traded, you got to move. Like all of that, kids having issues in school, and we expect them to completely put that aside, right?
I think my divorce affected me. I really do.
Oh, of course. Who wouldn't? Divorce affects everybody, doesn't
it? I really do. And I just kept doing the shows, kept writing the columns. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
And because of what we do, Chris, and it's hard to be like, oh, I don't want to go to the Pistons NBA Finals championship game. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like people
right.
would look at you and go, what?
Is that around the time you got around the playoffs and all that championship?
Yeah, it was.
Or when you guys decided. That's probably.
Yeah, no, when the actual, you know, we were getting divorced. Yeah.
When it was,
But I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like that would have been like tough. To take that off. People would have, you know, looked at you and been like, how could he take off during the playoffs? Right?
Right.
Or the finals.
Right. Right.
So I could see where you kind of like suck it up and you just do it and you don't take those moments for yourself, but sometimes you do.
Yeah, and that's what and look, again, this is pure speculation.
Right, I don't have any idea. Right. Chris is speculating. Right.
But you know what I'm saying? I'm just wondering, is because Kyrie is that type of dude. You know, we know he didn't want to go in the bubble. He was ready to boycott. You know, he is a different type of guy. And it seems like I could see him being like, look, we should get mental days off just for a break. We work, you know, essentially 7 days a week. But here's what my counter would be, Rob. They also get a good 3 months off.
It's like being a teacher.
4 months. Are you kidding? 4 months off, right?
It's like being a teacher.
You and I work throughout the year. Yeah, we'll get our weeks here and there. But
we
work, you know, a couple
whole
weeks.
Year.
Right.
Oh,
you work the whole week, year. And so athletes get those 3-4 months off. Now, do some athletes, and would Kyrie fall in this boat, Rob, where they feel like, you know what, we didn't get our break. We got 71 days. That's basically 2 months. We usually get twice as long or you know.
Or 3.5
months.
Much
longer than
really
that,
right.
So, you know, are guys feeling that way? I don't know. It's interesting. I want to ask Kerry Kittles about this when he gets on. But you wonder, because I, Rob, like you said, we respect family issues. How can you not? But I just think that that's one thing. Are the Nets taking a little bit of a nonchalant attitude? Because, you know, Kyrie's taking off a few games here and there that, you know, they named an injury, I don't know, back, groin, whatever. And, you know, he came. He's fine. Let's call it what it was. He come back the next game and dropped 40. You know?
Right. No, I mean, he has played well this year.
Oh, he's playing fantastic.
You said
best
it.
Ball like, of his career.
Might be his best he's played. You know,
I
like,
think so.
Yeah. I mean, he's been tremendous. And, again, I always take a cue from the people who know him closely. And that's teammates, Chris. You know it. When teammates aren't cool with it, they'll let you know. They'll put it out there. I remember when Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili, like, publicly ripped Kawhi. Do you remember that?
Right.
Like,
yep.
What was that? That's
well,
what
remember,
I knew.
There's some people. I think Steven Jackson said Pop. He thinks Pop put him up to that.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt
which,
it.
But
they still were willing to do it.
Right. 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 Yeah. Well, here's the interesting thing, Rob. James Harden's going to end up playing more games than KD, you know, unless he gets hurt. And he's going to probably end up playing more games than Kyrie. He will, I think.
And not
right
only
now,
that, Chris,
he's got 31. Kyrie's played 31 of the Nets' 43 games. Harden's played 29 of them.
Wow. And here's the other part, too, a little bit. What if they go on this three-game road trip and win all three games without Kyrie? This, again, for James Harden in the MVP conversation. Am I right?
Right. Oh, no question. I mean, I think, you know, it's a lot of basketball left. He's probably the front runner in my book right now.
But I'm just saying, like, not having those two, they go on. If they go on
they
the road.
Because they got Portland and Utah. I mean, so they have some tough teams they're playing.
Because they got the easy
Portland,
one,
Utah,
I think, pitching first, right?
Yeah. They play Portland,
Detroit,
Portland, Utah, and then Detroit.
Okay,
that's the trip. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if they were to go 2-1 or 3-0 or something like that, you would if they go and beat Utah and Portland on the road without those two guys.
Because Harden's doing whatever you need, right? When Kyrie's there, he's gonna give you 25 and 12. And maybe a triple-double. When Kyrie's off or just not playing, he's going to give you 42. You know what I'm saying? At 9 assists. You know, so Rob, I said this on the Herd the other day. James Harden is playing not some of the best point guard we're seeing this year. And I mean it. He's playing some of the best point guard we've ever seen. And I'm not saying he's one of the best point guards ever.
I know what you're
saying.
He's
playing some of the best point guard we've ever seen. Am I wrong?
He's played fantastic. I'm going to be honest. Didn't know he was this good. I'm straight up, Chris. Didn't know he was this good. I know he led the league in assists one year or whatever, but I did not the complete package, not being able to, handle the ball.
Yep.
Distribute, pass to everybody on the floor. He's not just looking for Kyrie. Do you know what I mean? Like, whatever. And you just said it. Whatever they need. If this is going to be a Kyrie's hot and he's going to get 40, I don't need 40 tonight. I'll just do my 22 or 25 and do the rest. All right, no Kyrie tonight. I'll do 40 and get a triple-double and lead us to victory.
Yep.
I mean,
absolutely.
That's how
absolutely.
He's been tremendous.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. Do the Brooklyn Nets need to start cracking down on Kyrie Irving? You know, with these hiatuses, even as we acknowledge this one, it may be legitimate with the family matters. What are your thoughts? Is this a concern for you? You're worried about Kyrie in the long term, emotionally, mentally, and its impact on this team. 877-99 on Fox. iCouple, Chris and Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Marion, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Marion. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Marion on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you can get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Also brought to you by AutoZone. Now, they've got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Because some jobs can't wait, people. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup. Free next-day delivery is available also on more than 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, 877-99 on Fox. You have a problem with Kyrie taking this three games off for family matter.
All right, let's kick it off with Scott in San Diego. Beautiful San Diego. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, so I Google Kyrie Irving, and his birth date's March 23rd. How convenient is that? Is that family matters?
Yeah, but you don't know that. You're just assuming.
Yeah, we don't know. We have no idea. But look, I did say that a family matter could be anything. A family matter could be something positive, right? It could be. He could just be saying that generically, and it could be.
Wow, wouldn't it be great if all of us were making $400,000 and we can just take off 3 days and bank $1.2 million? And you know what? Who else gives goodbye?
Wow.
Let's go to Dwight in Michigan. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Tell us how you really feel.
You know what, fellas? I couldn't agree more with that caller. Kyrie is the biggest drama queen in America. And you two sound like a bunch of little happy elementary kids just flown over this next team. Look, if this was Magic Johnson or Magic LeBron, the greatest of the greats, Larry Bird would never take off during the week like this. Even
what do you
even
mean? LeBron's taking games off.
No,
LeBron
no,
is taking
no.
his
you
foot off
hate,
the
Rob,
gas during
hater.
The regular
hater,
season, Dwight.
Stop
yes,
hating.
He has. I'm not hating. Stop
it. Done hater. Anything like that. That 2 week hiatus in Miami.
He did.
First,
he
first
took
time
off.
Back to Cleveland. But that was it. This is, he ain't
did he take
like
off
this.
During the regular season, Chris, with no excuse?
Yeah, no. The Miami, that 2 weeks? Oh, that was. That was something. He went down there and trained. I don't know what he was doing, but yeah. So, but that
but
was
then, no. Dwight said LeBron never did that. Is what I'm making
the
point.
Yeah, Kyrie's
that he
a different animal, though. We know.
Yes,
that.
I'm not
Kyrie's
saying he's the same. Yeah. But don't act like LeBron's never taken off during the regular season. He did.
We're trying to be, and look, we do. I'm not going to sit up here and rip a dude when I don't know what's going on with his family. Now, I don't know. He might just, like I said, he might just be taking some days off for a mental break. And if that's the case, I remember right when I saw, I don't know if it was a tweet or something, when I saw that he was going to miss the next three games, I was ready to pounce. But then you see it's a family matter, and what do you do?
You
don't
gotta
know what
be
that
careful.
Is. Right.
All right, Mark in Sacramento, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? And I hope you're okay today, Rob, after me. No bloody in your nose yesterday. Okay, you all right now, man?
I'm good. Nah, wow. Me and you.
Okay.
Let me tell you, we're on
and
the out.
Black
we're
eye,
fighting,
too.
Mark, every time.
Bloody lip, too.
Nah. real quick on this. If this is a family member, and the Nets are his employer, and they know what it is, and they've approved of this, just like at my job, I have mental health days. And if my employer approves of them, knowing what that issue is between me and my employer, then I don't think anybody else has got a damn thing to say about it. And that gentleman who called and seems to be upset about how much money he makes.
Right. He
mental,
got another
mental
issue.
Mental health has nothing to do with dollars and cents, you idiot.
And
that's what's wrong with this country now.
Well,
here's
a good question.
But here's Mark.
Know.
Let me say this, Chris, real quick. Yes, what Mark is saying is right from the standpoint that people think because you make a lot of money, you don't have issues, Chris,
right.
Or that you're superhuman, or you can't be. How could you be depressed? You're making $40 million. How? It doesn't have anything to do with what job you have or how much money you have.
No,
do you understand?
I hear you. I hear you.
And I think
this is interesting, though. If this, and again, we were speculating, we don't know. But if this is, just say it's a mental health break, is that going to become normative?
Normative?
Like, are guys going to start taking a few days, a week off here and there during the season because you need a mental health break? You know, then you got, okay, you could see a counselor. You, like you said, they practice 2 hours a day. They're there maybe 4 hours at, you know, max usually, right? To get there early, stay after late for treatment or whatever. You could get your treatment on off days and still play through it. So this is interesting. I'm looking forward to talking to our next guest about it, see if he has any thoughts on it. Kerry Kittles, who played for the Nets and helped him get to two finals. He'll join us next, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Odd Couple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. All right, he's a former NBA veteran, played with the New Jersey Nets back when they were in Jersey, went to two finals. Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man Kerry Kittles. Kerry, what's up, man?
What's up? Hey, what's going on, Chris? How you doing?
I'm great, man. It's great to have you on. And Rob and I were just talking about this Kyrie Irving situation where he's off the next three games, family matter. We want to respect that. I mean, you don't know what
we have
know,
no
family
idea,
matter
so
is,
right.
But right. We were speculating. I brought up, look, pure speculation, but I wouldn't doubt. I think maybe Kyrie's a different type of dude, and he's saying, look, I need a little mental break, you know, and maybe he's feeling like every once in a while I need to just clear my head and get a mental and emotional break. We know mental health is becoming more and more important in the league. Could you see, Kerry, a time when this becomes, you know, a part of the league where maybe guys need, you know, a little break here or there and they get some games off to just clear their mind or whatever?
I think it can be it could be something that could happen in the future with the league, and I think unless the league step in and say, hey, of course, you know, if you have to take some time off to clear your head, we respect that. But without there being many measures in place, and, you know, listen, I mean, it's definitely a financial piece, too. Right? I mean, if Kyrie is not getting paid these three games, that might be a different story. I'm
right.
not sure.
It's different. But I haven't seen anything like that. I don't know if
I doubt been. He's getting paid. I just.
Rob G., try to look that up. I haven't seen anything to say.
I know when
he's
he was off
paid.
Before, he didn't get paid. And he didn't get paid.
I would assume he's getting paid because it seems like the team is behind it. The last one, it was kind of like he went AWOL for, you know, a couple weeks.
It's a medical condition, right? I mean, if it comes to the, you know, where he's diagnosed as having a medical condition,
yeah,
where
and if he's going to a doctor and they've, you know what I mean?
Correct. Like, yeah, I'm saying, if he's right. getting treated by a doctor, he, you know, listen, he's not in an institution somewhere. He may be at home just relaxing, but he's under the care of a physician.
Yes.
That's illegally, that's probably a medical, you know, a medical timeout, and I think the league's going to have to take a harder look at that for sure. But let's be honest, this happened in January, right after the instance that happened at the Capitol, if I'm not mistaken,
right.
And that severely affected him. So did the events last week in Atlanta and the events yesterday in Colorado have an impact on him mentally where it's just overwhelming when he reads these and hear these stories and see these cases that were happening with violence in America or to some degree? Is that what's affecting him? I'm not sure.
You know what, Kerry, that's a great point. I didn't think about the
Situational
conflicts that we're having, you know, and these terrible shootings and killings all over. It's a great point.
Kerry, go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about no Kyrie on this road trip. No Durant, obviously still not back. This could be a big road trip for Harden if they go out and win two out of three or all three games. For his case for MVP, if they play well and win some of those games out there against Portland, Chris, what was the other game? It's Detroit, Portland, and
Utah.
Is this an opportunity for him?
Yes, oh, definitely. I think, right, we've been saying that before with LeBron, right, without having his superstar sidekick with Anthony Davis, and what has he been able to do without his sidekick? The same holds true for Harden. You know, you're playing on the road. You don't have KD or Kyrie. Can you still pull up some, you know, a good statistical lineup where you perform really well and help your team win on the road? I think if he did that, I think he's going to be probably jump ahead of Embiid, right? I mean, we don't know how long Embiid is going to be out. And I think right now with how he's been playing, he's definitely my favorite.
Chris already has moved him, right, Chris? Didn't you say you moved
him?
Yeah,
I mean, I think LeBron and Embiid are going to miss too many games. You know,
yes.
And so, I mean, Harden was right there with them anyway. But now, yeah, I think because it's a weird year. You know, other guys you might consider, Damian Lillard, Jokic, Steph. But none of those guys are winning enough games. You know, their teams.
Correct.
So, and Giannis might even be able to move back into it. I mean, people don't really want to give him three straight. But, you know, if they keep winning the way they are, he could move back as well. Kerry, you had some injuries in your career. I remember covering you, and there's times we expect you back, the teams expect you back, and it's just not ready yet. Are you – that gives you special insight. Like, what are your thoughts on Durant? I mean, they said initially this would be at least two games he'd miss, and obviously now it's been a month. Do you think this is something that Nets fans might need to start worrying about a little bit?
No, I wouldn't worry about it right now. I think I think the team is just being extra cautious, and I think that they're being very smart. I think when you have an injury to your body, you have other parts of your body naturally just is going to take over and try to do the work from that particular area that was injured, right? So the Achilles goes down. So what are the areas around the Achilles, right? The lower leg, you have the calf muscles, you have the hamstrings, you have the ankle. All those muscles and ligaments are working extra hard. Why? To protect the Achilles. So one of those other muscle groups starts to break down, you got to remember they're probably bearing the load of a not fully strengthened Achilles tendon. And so that breaks down. You got to, at that point, cut off everything and start it all over again. Make sure that the chain is working properly together. Those muscle groups are working in conjunction and firing accordingly. If one of those muscle groups aren't firing correctly, if something's bound to break down again, and then he's out for the playoffs, and then your championship hopes are maybe dismantled. So I think they're being very smart and wise by holding him out. And I'm sure whenever he's healthy, he's a gamer. He'll be on the court and he will perform.
Kerry, what about speaking of injuries, the Lakers, they're getting beat right now by New Orleans by 12 in the second half, but it's going to be a struggle. They got a tough schedule the next 15 games, playing a lot of playoff teams. Could they drop to 6 or 7 seed with no LeBron and no AD?
Will you be worried if the Lakers are 6 or 7 in the playoffs and both of those guys are playing and they're healthy?
I will.
Absolutely, because I'm not convinced that both will be healthy.
I agree with you, but I'm just saying, I think at the end of the day, these teams now, they're looking for the playoffs of being healthy. They want to make sure that those superstar players are in the lineup, ready to go. And so, yes, I'm concerned that they're missing all these games and they're going to fall in the standings. However, if they come back within 3 weeks before the season ends or a month before the season ends, get themselves into game shape and their bodies are healthy, I mean, they're still the favorite in the West, in my opinion.
Kerry, we talked to you last week before the tournament started, and one player you love is Cade Cunningham, Oklahoma State.
Yes, sir.
Many people view him as the number one pick. Obviously, didn't have a good tournament. You know, 9 for 34.
Some of those shots were hard off the glass.
What's your thought? I mean, obviously, you're not going to come off of him from two games, but, you know, did that concern you at all, or did you see anything that gave you pause?
No, I think when you watch college basketball and you see how crowded that court is, you watch every single ball screen he runs, there's two guys on him and they're making him give the ball up. I think it's just very hard to be dominant in college basketball when you're a guard like him. But listen, he's got to come in the league and definitely prove himself. There's no question about it. But I think his talent is immense. I've seen enough of him to know what I'm looking at. He will be one or two in the draft. You know, the kid from USC, Mobley, is probably the other top pick in the draft. And I have no concerns about what I saw in those two tournament games.
Yeah, I'm interested. It's interesting to me, and I like Mobley. I mean, obviously, he's a very good
seven-footer, right? USC.
Yeah,
he's not in my class, though. I'm just saying.
It's interesting, though, Kerry, because you know, perimeter. Everybody's talking about perimeter guys now. He's not like a three-point shooter. You know what I mean?
He's a Chris Bosh type player, though. I think he's a taller, longer Bosh is my comparison. Mobley.
And he'll become a good shooter.
Oh, yeah. His form is very good. He's got a very good – I've seen him shoot it. He's got a very soft touch. And he's skilled. You watch him dribble the ball. I mean, he's skilled.
Right. Yeah, so you think he'll be more on the perimeter, or he can be?
Everybody's on the perimeter in the NBA.
Right.
He's got to get stronger for sure. His body will fill out. You know, look at Jason Tatum when he came in. You know, Jason Tatum is a little bit shorter, 6'7", 6'8", but he was a skinny kid when he first came out of Duke. And now you look at him 3-4 years later, you're like, whoa, this kid is really wiry, strong. He looks like Pippen almost already.
Right.
So I think the same thing will happen with Mobley. They'll put him on a weight program. He'll get a little bit stronger in his core, in his lower body. And I think he's going to be really well in the NBA. Really well.
All right. That's our man, Kerry Killers. We appreciate the knowledge, brother.
All right, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, my man. Peace. All right, a reckoning is coming in college basketball. We'll explain next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Tysha Tuesday, a Trash Talk Tuesday. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and save a bundle on your car insurance. All right, Rob. I don't know if you know this, Rob. I'm going to toot my own horn a little bit. If you don't toot your own horn, who's going to toot it for you?
It's all right.
Chris Broussard. What'd you say?
I'm going to toot your own horn once in a while.
Chris Broussard is leading the Fox Sports Radio March Madness bracket. Yes, wow. Indeed. After last night.
How are you leading when your team has got knocked out?
I don't know. You won't, this is you what they tell win. Me.
You can't win, but because your team is
apparently
not there.
Apparently, I can't. What if I get three of my teams? It depends on who's close, right? I'm 1 point ahead of Mike Harmon. I pulled ahead. He must have had a bad night last night, but I moved ahead of Mike Harmon.
Bad enchilada last night, so he's fell out.
Something. Yeah, I got 43 points. He's got 42. Jason Smith and TJ Houshmandzadeh are next with 40. But you're right. I picked Illinois over Gonzaga. So I thought I was done, but apparently
probably can't win because your team, I mean, I know what you like doing the league.
It probably depends on what some of the other guys.
But ultimately, pick. If you don't have the winner, you got to have at least a winner. You know what I mean? I think to win, don't you?
Why are you trying to rain on my parade?
Because that's what I do for a living. I've been doing it for 35 years.
If you ain't ripping, right? If you're writing, you're ripping.
Ripping, that's right.
All right. Well, speaking of the tournament, Rob, the Blue Bloods are gone. Kansas was the last one left, right?
Yep.
And they got mollywopped.
They got hammered by USC.
Oh, my
God.
34 points. We're just talking about Evan Mobley for USC. He could be the number one or number two pick in the draft. But
man,
I think, Rob, we'll see. Hey, look, do I expect Duke and Syracuse is still alive. I would consider Syracuse a blue blood.
I mean, by name only, but they got
not
one championship
Duke,
in 50 years.
Okay, they're not Duke.
You know what I mean?
You got Duke, North Carolina. North Carolina ain't been good in a while.
No, but they got more than one championship.
Yeah,
over 50.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I know
Syracuse
by name.
In that second tier,
by
though.
Name in college basketball, Chris. Yes, you're right.
They're a blue blood. Like I would say they're that second tier blue blood.
Yeah.
The blue bloods would be who? Kansas,
Kentucky.
Duke, Kentucky, Arizona. I think that's legit. I wouldn't call UCLA. I mean.
It's been too long for UCLA.
Oh
they're
gosh,
in the second
yeah.
team, right?
They you know, they've done well every here and there since Wooden, but for the most part,
Who was the other coach they had, Chris? I just forget his name. And they could never win the big game. Remember, they went to Final Four.
They had Lavin.
Three out of 4 years.
Steve Lavin,
nope,
Walt
nope,
Hazard.
The other guy.
Yeah,
Rob G., you should know who I'm talking
there's
about.
There's a name on the tip of my tongue.
Yes,
I can't think of who you're talking about.
Ben Howland?
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that Howland. Who? And didn't they go to the Final Four
look,
three out of 4 years?
That is correct.
And even then, they just haven't, though. They've had their runs, you know what I mean? And look, Westbrook went there, Kevin Love went there, Lonzo Ball went there. Like, they produced good players, but maybe it's because we were judging them, Rob, always on what they used to be, you know what I mean? And even when they went to the Final Four, won the national championship, it just wasn't, you know, it wasn't the same. We didn't give them, like, that total blue blood love. But anyway, here's what I think could be happening, Rob. As the best players, you know, leave early after a year or just don't go to the NCAA altogether. They play in the G League or they go overseas or whatever. I think there's going to be more parity because now it's just not just about recruiting. We may see who can really game coach, who can really get the most out of players. You know, I looked at a Bobby Knight and look, we talked about his coaching style. That's a whole different story, but Bobby Knight, most of his players, Rob, didn't do much in the NBA. Obviously, he had the great Isaiah Thomas, who ironically only stayed 2 years. You know what I mean? But the lot of Scott May, Kent Benson, Calbert Chaney, Quinn Buckner. Yeah, these guys didn't. They were okay, but they weren't stars in the NBA. And yet he was able to really win championships, have a great program. Keith Smart even. He could coach, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to find out who can game coach. Calipari, there's questions about him. He can recruit. Can he coach game? You know what I mean?
I think it's up in the air. I do.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen some game foibles by Coach Kyle. All right. We got an hour left. You know what to do. Keep it locked right here. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.